Hello, I'm Finn, and I'd like to share with you what COA has taught me in these past months. I was inspired by how dedicated some religions are. When we visited the Greek Orthodox Church, I learned what it meant to be dedicated. They listen through a two-hour sermon that I could hardly get through once, and they do it every Sunday. That's dedication. At the Islamic Mosque, I also met kids my age who showed amazing dedication. They pray five times a day. I can hardly find time to brush my teeth two times a day. And of course, teenagers who are coming of age in Judaism memorize a long speech in Hebrew for their bar mitzvah. All these examples inspired me and taught me about commitment. Coming of age has also taught me a lot about what different faiths believe. I've learned that if you really want to understand another person's faith, you need to visit their place of worship. For example, at the Buddhist temple, I learned that time is differently for the monks. They meditated in a relaxed state for long periods of time. They also took long, slow hikes up mountains in an almost asleep state. The Rock Church was kind of the opposite. They had a lot of fun with their religion and were energetic. We listened to a band play songs about their beliefs and faith. When we traveled to Tijuana, Mexico recently, I saw a lot of things I didn't expect. Looking at the modest homes and possessions of people in the community where we built the house, I realized how much I take for granted. The Mexican family we built the house for was thankful, and their gratitude amazed me. I never would have imagined how appreciative someone could be for ownership of a simple possession, like a dresser or a cabinet. The trip to Mexico has taught me to be grateful for everything I have. The Unitarian Universalist Fellowship has given me the opportunity to search for what I believe in. I'm overwhelmed with gratitude for this liberty to dig deep into my beliefs that coming of age has granted me. I've discovered I believe that all should be treated equal, regardless of race or gender or even a wrongdoing in the past. All my learnings and discoveries have pointed me to one central belief throughout my time in COA. A life well lived is one helping others live their life well. I discovered that I want to continue learning about other faiths for the rest of my life, and the best way to learn about other religions is to visit their place of worship. One day, I too hope to find the level of commitment only the most dedicated of faiths enjoy. But so far, I know one thing for sure about my faith. I'm still looking.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Good? Okay. My name is Kate Milmo. I am very fortunate to have been born into a loving and accepting family who encouraged me to figure out my own truth. To be honest, this has been both a blessing and a curse. Those who know me know I like order. I like to plan ahead and prefer to know the detailed agenda up front. Not knowing can make me anxious. I like things where they are supposed to be and where you can count on them. If I'm being completely honest, I would tell you I'm very OCD about my room, keeping it clean. During my coming-of-age visits to various places of worship, I realized how much I love the order and definitive nature of the traditional religions. I love that they have a plan, and if you follow it, you know what to expect, because it's all laid out for you. Everyone worshiping there held similar or if not the same beliefs. This felt pretty logical to me, and I found it comforting. It's clear to me, with my personality type, I would have been 1,000 times easier if my parents had raised me in one of these traditional faiths. But they didn't. In fact, I was raised in quite the opposite. Unitarian Universalism has been the core building blocks on how I was raised and ultimately affects how I live my life. To me, Unitarian Universalism is not so much a religion, but a spiritual community of people who support one another as they look for their own truths and do good in the world. People gather here on Sundays to grow and become more connected with one another, even though they might have drastically different opinions about some of the life's biggest questions, like the existence of God and what happens after death. It's confusing and can be frustrating, but it's refreshing at the same time. If Unitarian Universalism had definitive answers to these big questions, I would consider it a religion. But it's not the case. In the UU tradition, it's up to the individual to find his or her own truth while being supported by other members of the spiritual fellowship. My problem is that I want it both ways. I want the comfort of knowing for sure, but the freedom to decide for myself. I like their traditional religions have answers, but because I don't agree with all their answers, I have remained a confused Unitarian Universalist. Don't get me wrong, I'm very proud to be a UU. It's just that not knowing sometimes does not always agree with me. I'm still looking for the missing piece to the puzzle. This year, I've learned a lot about myself. The big lesson I've learned is it is okay not to know. I've always known this in my head, but now after COA, I'm starting to put it into action. I'm still seeking my own truths, but let me share what I have so far. I believe God is not a person or creature, and it's nothing tangible, but an energy that is all around us. God is not a name for anything, not a person or an animal, but instead, God is an answer to an unanswerable question. God can be love, happiness, affection, and even sometimes sadness. God is greater than us humans, and we can't even start to understand its power to heal. I believe there's no physical place called heaven, but heaven is instead the place in the hearts and memories of people who have loved you. I don't believe your body goes with you, but your bodies are shells, and our souls are the things that are never forgotten because our souls remain in the hearts of people that we have touched throughout our lives. My beliefs may very well change as I get older. I might have a life-changing experience that completely alters them. But this is the beautiful thing about being a part of this fellowship. Our beliefs can grow and change just as we do. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sebastian Barretz. I cannot say I am part of one religion. I believe many parts of many religions. I believe I am part Christian because I believe that some teachings of Christ are valuable, such as love thy neighbor. Also, I am part atheist because I don't believe in God or afterlife. I have no proof. Also, I am part humanist because I think that we are here for no specific reason, but to enjoy life for what it has to offer. Also, I am part Buddhist because I think that we should all be open-minded and live in the present. And finally, I am part UU because I think that we should give and not be self-centered. The experience of COA has helped me to see all of these religions without being forced to believe anything. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lily Fandua. So much has happened this year, and not just including COA. At the beginning of the year, we were just a group of kids about to go through the same journey. We've all learned so much about religion and ourselves, and it wasn't just the religious part. It was also about the history and how the religion came to be. Now at the end of our journey, but not really the end, we can choose what we do with our knowledge, and this is what I have to say. In the beginning, I kind of thought, is this really necessary? But as we talked more, I came to think there's a lot more to learn. For each religion, we went into depth and learned more than what they just believe. We learned about the history of each religion and how they practice. Overall, we visited and learned about 7 different religions. There are some religions that I liked and disliked. In some of the religions, they were too strict in what they believe and rules on how to practice, which personally I felt was more like following. In other religions, I just didn't like the way they practiced or what they believed. There was one thing in particular that I found interesting when we were taught about Unitarian Universalism. It was that just because you believe in something doesn't mean you're practicing Unitarian Universalism. I find it interesting because you could say that anyone could be a UU. But then I realized that UU is about believing in what you think is right and respecting everyone's views. That thought makes me think of the 7th principle. Respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. Visiting and learning about all these religions makes me come to the conclusion that I don't really think about a god or multiple gods, but not necessarily believe there is one or not. I kind of believe in doing good things instead of following a set rule of beliefs. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Ian. I've been going to this congregation since I was 5. My mom was raised Catholic, and my dad was Jewish. So that's kind of a mix of cultures. I do believe in God. I believe that he is a higher power. Also, I believe that he has guidelines for you. But you can explore and go out of those boundaries. I believe that God makes things happen for a purpose. I also believe everyone has good in them. My dad passed away when I was 7, and
headed. Okay. Why don't we sit down? You want to try it again in a few minutes? I'm going to start in just a minute. Why don't you sit right here?
We're going to take a little break, and we'll have our next speaker, please.
Between 10 and 20, and I'm just dreaming, counting the ways to where you are. I'm 22 for a moment. He feels better than ever, and we're on fire, making our way back from Mars. 15, there's still time for you, time to buy, time to lose. 15, there's never a wish better than this, when you've only got 100 years to live. I'm 33 for a moment, still the man, but you see I'm with a kid on the way, babe, family on my mind. For a moment, the sea is high and I'm heading into a crisis, chasing the years of my life. 15, there's still time for you, time to buy, time to lose yourself within the morning stars. 15, I'm better than this, when you've only got 100 years to live. Half time goes by, suddenly you're wise. Another blink of an eye, 67 is gone. The sun is getting high, we're moving on. I'm 99 for a moment, dying for just another moment, and I'm just dreaming, counting the ways to where you are. 15, there's still time for you. 22, I feel her too. 33, you're on your way. Every day's a new day. Ooh, ooh. 15, there's still time for you. Never a wish better than this, when you've only got 100 years to live.
I'm Madeline Masserfry. In the past 9 months of COA, we've discussed the hard questions of life, like where did we come from? What is the meaning of life? How should we live our lives? What happens after we die? Who should we trust? Then we learned about all the different answers that people and religions give. What I got out of it was that a different set of answers, or different truth as I like to call it, satisfies each person. One person may be content with a truth that is not good enough for another. I've been searching for my own, and I doubt the search will ever end. I believe that life is purely a coincidence. I believe that the soul is merely chemicals in the body and cannot live on after death. I believe in admiring the mystery and miracle that is our universe. I believe in a universal and eternal balance of sorts. I believe in shamelessly asking questions. I believe that our goal should not be happiness for ourselves in the next life, but for all in this life. I also believe that we can achieve that by having no regrets and putting a positive spin on every mistake, acting out of compassion, embracing change, respecting all opinions that do no harm, and helping the disadvantaged because we do not have the privilege of choosing the situation we are born into. Lastly, at the very core of my faith is the belief in the superiority of dark chocolate. There is one question that I have not yet answered. It concerns the existence of a god, gods, goddess, or goddesses. I doubt his, her, their existence. That's just me. But at the same time, I would prefer to think that 51% of the world's population aren't making stuff up. So I'm agnostic. I've decided that not every question needs an answer because sometimes the question itself is better. Keeping in mind my own ever-evolving truth, I think that the religion for me is Unitarian Universalism. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Grant. Just want to say that this journey has not shaped me, but reminded me what my core beliefs and values are. Because life can go fast, and it is easy to forget about what I am supposed to be doing or what I'm looking for in the meaning of life. Each person is remembered for something. For example, Martin Luther King and his civil rights movements. But other people just started a company, and others just went to work. This is a reminder that I should be looking for my legacy. Everyone has their own path, so don't go on someone else's. Go where there is none and leave a trail. The purpose and meaning of life is to create your own meaning and purpose of life. So many people try to find the meaning of life, but they don't all. But they all do. They just don't know it yet. In words of a song in a band called Streetlight Manifesto, the last lines are, "Someday soon, my friend, this ride will come to an end, but we can't get in line again."
Hello, my name is Ellie Osted. Throughout this year, we have faced many complex and broad questions. What is faith? What happens after we die? What is your purpose in life? Is there a God? Who are you? When I first heard these questions, I shied away, because quite frankly, I found them terrifying. But the more I've gotten used to thinking about them, the more I've grown to appreciate them. I do not have answers to these questions, and I might never, but I believe there is a certain beauty in unanswered questions. In so many of the places we visited, there were no questions asked. People were given exactly what they should believe. But here in this program, we were given the questions to do what we wished with them, a blank canvas in which we could create our own story. And I think that is the most powerful thing about it. So overall, I believe in people. I believe that our choices in life determine where we end up, and it is our job to do good for the life and to do good for the world in the short time we have on it. And I believe every person has the right to love who they want, believe what they want, and be who they want to be. Because in the end, individuality is what creates this beautiful community sitting in front of me and next to me today. So while I expected to come out of this program with a newfound light on my own beliefs, I've found that is not quite the case. And after learning about so many of these religions, I honestly found more things I don't believe than things I do. And that's okay. This program has exposed me to so many new people, places, and ideas that I am truly grateful to have experienced. And for that, I thank everyone who has contributed to making this program possible and to the ones who have helped me along in this journey so far. I appreciate every one of you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Paul Steets. So I started this year thinking COA would be pretty boring, kind of just like a waste of time. But then I'm actually really wrong about that. We went on all these crazy trips, And I just thought, like, one time at the Greek Orthodox, it was really, really long and tiring and not very fun. And the waves were really good, and I really wanted to go surfing. I was just sitting there like, why am I here? But it turns out, like, one day of surfing is not, like, worth, is not better than what that taught me. Just everything that this program has shown is that, like, it's, oh, like, just learning, we've learned so much from this. And basically what I believe is that I believe in science and logic, and, like, there's a crazy unanswered question, like, just why are we here? How did we get here? I just think it's pretty crazy. And, you know, I don't really think any religion that we've seen or I've, like, learned about has shown, like, what, given an answer to that. And I'm still searching for it. And, like, that's pretty, it's just cool that I got this chance to see. It kind of, just the field trips showed me, I don't know how to put it into words, like, it showed me that it was wrong. Like, it just, it taught me that I don't believe in it, in a way. But yeah, I think that once you die, you're just kind of dead, and, like, nothing really happens. Like, you don't go to some super nice place, or you don't go to hell where it's, like, super bad. I just think, like, your conscious goes black, and, like, it's just over. Your cells die. Like, you just start decomposing. Like, that's really it. And then, yeah, so, like, yeah, so clearly you can tell that I'm an atheist, but I also, also, I have a spiritual side to me, too, because I surf a lot, and basically, like, when you're out there, you just feel so calm at your, with yourself, and, like, everyone that's out there, like, you feel like you know them without, like, actually talking to them, and you just feel so connected with the water and with the earth, and I feel like atheism can't explain that. I just feel like science can't explain that energy that goes on. It's, I just love that. So, yeah, I feel like this program is great. Thank you so much to everyone that's made it possible.
Hello, I'm Zoe Sandberg-Smith. Now, most of you probably know me. I have gone to this fellowship a very long time, and I will forever love the people and the environment that rests here. Before COA, I believe I had always thought of this place as my workshop, a place of endless wonders that had all the right equipment and people to make the life of both myself and others easier. That was always my motive in life, to make at least one person smile in every new environment I stepped into. I thought this was a pretty good motive, don't you think? Well, that was why I thought that this lifelong goal would never change. And I guess it never it didn't change entirely. It just evolved. My motive evolved into an idea that maybe I cannot just make somebody smile, but inspire somebody enough to make a difference starting with a smile. One day, here at the fellowship, in fact, I came across a question that affected how I thought the majority of people understood life. A person told me that somebody can do something without a motive. The minute I heard this, I denied it immediately. Are you crazy? The reason people do things is because they get something in return. It's simple, I said. But after a while, I began to wonder, do all people have a motive? If all people did have a motive, are they similar to my motives? Most of the answers to these questions rested in a place I did not expect. Spiritually. Throughout my life, I never had borders. I was always free to speak my mind and get proper input from the input I came up with. And from this input, I have come up with a simple opinion about God. I believe God is the energy between all of us. Throughout my spiritual journey, I have realized that most religions have strict borders, a strict social construct. Now, this realization really made me kind of annoyed. Why hold a person back from discovering the truth about the world? Why do these people put up with this social caging? But then it dawned on me. Not all people have the same goals as I. This intrigued me. What do these people gain from this form of living? Security? That seemed like the most logical answer. But what gives me the right to make this assumption? I needed to know. The realization added another idea for my motive. I wanted to learn more about the people around me and understand a common threshold between all people. I believe that COA was a big part of this realization in making me a better listener and a deeper person in general. Their endless support has granted me the starting gear to take off into a new abyss of people and their take on life. Thank you.
I'm Carly Hansen. One of my most prominent childhood memories was in Starbucks and crying hysterically to my mom at the conception of nothingness after death. The realization that I will one day be dissolved into the abyss of forever terrified me, as it does lots of people. Some learn to suppress the reality of our mutual fate with the distractions of life, while others invest their fears into religion or faith. I never could. As much as I desperately wanted something to believe in to ease the pain of my fears, I could not be convinced that there was anything after death or a God surrounding us. And today, I still do not believe in a higher power or the comforting concept that there is something waiting for us at the end. I believe that humans have evolved to be able to devote the entirety of our beliefs into a religion so our confusion, fears, and fascination with the mysteries of life and death would not distract us from making the most out of our short time alive. Even though I do not have trust within a God or a higher power, I still believe in being happy and devoting my life to making other people happy as well, even in the smallest measures. I believe in making the most out of our present moment and filling my life with all this world has to offer.
Okay, I'm JJ. A popular question that I'm always asked is, what is your religion? I just stare at them with a blank face. It's not a blank face of disbelief. All I say is that I'm a Unitarian Universalist. But being a Unitarian can mean a lot of things since it is a liberal religion. The real question that should be asked is, what are your beliefs? A Christian would answer saying Jesus is his savior. I have a different approach. I do not believe in God. I believe someone can choose how they live their lives. If they want to follow the path of God, they can. If they believe in spending all their time on education and finding a career, they can. Everyone has a path in life, and they must live it the way they feel is best for them. Someone should not be forcing them to live a certain life they don't want to live. Everyone can determine their own lives. Whether they make the right or wrong choices, that's on them. A positive or negative outcome is based on choices. Choices that people should be making themselves. I do not believe in God, but I do believe in people making their own choices. Thank you.
There you go. Okay. So, once I was reading... So, I'm Ricky Master Fry. Morning. So once I was reading this webpage, it was like talking about New Age stuff, and it was kind of critical of it. But I don't know. I was thinking to myself, like, I don't think happy or sad thoughts can really affect the way water freezes or clusters or whatever. My thoughts aren't very special. I'm just like flesh and bones. And later I thought about what I said, you know? I'm just flesh and bones, like... Is that it? Isn't there more? Like, there has to be more, hasn't there? I didn't really know. So instead of continuing to have existential crises, I decided to do COA. It helped a little bit. God, like, it's a word with such a diverse meaning, and... It has so many implications in personal beliefs and strong feelings attached to it. Like, some Orthodox Jews don't even write the O in the word God. It's, like, replaced with a dash. It means so many different things to so many different people. But I'm supposed to talk about what it means to me, so... My parents raised me to be open to new opinions. And I think that is how most children should be raised. When I was little, I told other kids on the playground, we were just, like, talking. And I told them that I didn't really believe in God, and some of them did, and others didn't. We didn't really care much about the subject anyways. Basically, like, it was only awkward one time when I had a sleepover with a Christian friend, and I went to his church in the morning. But we didn't really care that much, and why should we? We'd kind of acknowledge that we get our religions from our parents in a hereditary fashion, so trying to convince each other to change religions wasn't worth anything, because not like we can change or consider a new religion. Yet, here I am, in a program that does precisely that. I don't know. I think if God exists, it wouldn't be, like, one of the gods that a lot of other religions have. Probably not. I don't know. If God existed, why would he send his only son? Why can't he have more sons? Or why not a daughter? And anyways, maybe I don't understand well enough. And there are plenty of Christian denominations. Maybe I just haven't found the one that fits me. In fact, I really enjoyed the LDS Church, if you call that Christian. As a universalist, I don't find it right that people who do bad things but believe a creed are going to be valued more than those who have never done bad things in the first place, but who don't have a creed. I think that if God existed, he would have been more of a creator, but not much else. Maybe like an alien or something, but I don't know. I think it is cool to think that this was all the work of creator, but it's also pretty amazing to think that this all created itself. But should I believe whatever's cooler? I don't know. Death is something that humans throughout the ages have had to deal with, but what happens after it is what we really don't know. At least, not like the decaying of organs, but what the person themselves actually experiences. When I was small, I used to think that maybe after life our brains were like still active somehow. But then I thought, like, what if someone was like died in a tragic explosion? Their brains would like be blown apart and like could no longer process any thoughts or anything. So does that mean there's no heaven or hell? I don't know. Maybe if there was some element of a human that caused it to live after physical death, like a soul. But what is the soul? They say you cannot know something by... They say you can only know something by measuring it, and one cannot really take measurements of the soul. So it's possible that it does not exist. Some people say it is depressing that after someone dies, they rot instead of going to someplace better. And I think that is kind of depressing. Rot is really kind of a bad word. We're really returning our bodies back to the earth, and in a way, that is where we came from. Or in some rare cases, someone's organ is donated, and so they live on in the body of another person. And the memories of someone lives on a lot longer than that person, and that is like life after death too. So it doesn't always have to be sad, even when you know someone isn't going to a better place after their demise. I was thinking a lot recently about a quote from an episode of Futurama, this television cartoon. The episode is about a robot who wanted to know whether he could acquire free will, and it brings into question whether humans have free will as well. Anyways, the robot visits a robot monastery, somehow, where he asks if they are fine with being robots who cannot do anything outside of their programming. And they reply, "We are automatons, yes, but we are magnificent automatons." Basically, they acknowledge this fact, but also thought that it didn't make them any less amazing or beautiful. So even though we may just be like chemicals and flesh and bones, like, we're still capable of doing so much and being so great, I don't know. It's great just to be like here and to exist.
Good morning, I'm Elise. In this past year in our COA group, we experienced and learned about many different religions. Overall, I've learned that it's very hard to choose one single religion. I feel that I'm too young to know if I believe in God or what happens to someone after they die. If I had to choose, I'd believe that it's how they lived their life, whether they lived it in anger or fury or joyful and always caring for others. Where you go after your death depends on what you have done in your lifetime. Overall, I have a more Christian viewpoint of this world. This is mostly because of my cousin who died at an early age. She was the nicest person you could have ever met, and I believe she's still up there, always watching over me. However, I have another side to my views. I always think that once you are dead, you are gone. You remain alive in the people's minds who loved and cared for you, which is the closest to heaven you can ever get. Heaven could be anything, which is another reason it is hard to choose what you believe in when you have so little experience. Because I'm so young, I have chosen not to choose. Because I have many thoughts of a Christian, I'm not saying I am. Because I do not need to choose a religion to be able to practice it. I believe in many things other than Christian beliefs, so I'm conflicted in between my thoughts. I believe in God like a Christian, but I also believe in scientific evolution. My thoughts contradict each other, which is why I cannot say I'm any religion, but I have several thoughts of different religions.
Hi, my name is Keaton Elvins. When I first started the COA program, my first thought was, this is going to be a long year. As the year progressed, I laughed, made friends, and overall had a lot of fun. Throughout the year, we have been told to reflect on the things we learned, and I began to have an idea of my belief. It wasn't until about a week ago that I've been able to articulate my belief into words. So here goes. I don't believe that God is some old man with a beard sitting on a cloud, controlling our actions like pieces on a chessboard. I believe each of us has the free will to make our decisions in life, and that these choices add up and make us who we are. The decisions you make directly affects you and the people around you. There is always a right and a wrong choice, though knowing which is not very easy. I don't believe that God is a person or even a being. I like to think of God as the happiness that exists when we are with loved ones. I know it might not be the most thought out way of thinking, but I have the rest of my life to find out what I truly believe in. Thank you for your time.
So as we've been going through this spiritual journey, there have been a lot of people who helped us along the way, and now's the time when we're going to thank them all. We would all like to thank those who have helped. First, we would like to thank the kind people from the churches, the temple, the monastery, and the mosque we visited. They welcomed us with open arms, open hearts, and their feelings of their religion. Thank you to Susan Pernia for cooking all of the restaurant Valentina's dishes to raise money for our home build in Mexico. And muchas gracias to Kathy Fowler for leading our build. We appreciate our parents for their love and support and for making sure that we got to COA almost every Sunday. Thank you to Christy Turner for your words of wisdom and sharing meditation techniques that will benefit us throughout our lifetimes. A big thank you to our mentors, guest speakers, and our facilitators, Diane Masterfry, Sarah Knapp, Luisa Triandis, Max Henkart, and Todd Eldens. Thank you to Carla Milmo for leading COA, and to Allison Crotty for always keeping it real. Finally, a big shout out thank you to everyone who contributed to our luncheon today. Thank you, all you.
Hi, my name is Charlotte Cunningham. My parents grew up in religious families, but they made the choice to not raise my two older brothers and I to be religious. We have grown up to be accepting of all religions, but none of us really cared that much about it. When I started COA this year, I thought it was going to be completely pointless for me because I didn't have any interest in religion. Now that I have finished COA, I have realized that I can relate to Unitarian Universalism more than I thought. COA has been an overall amazing experience for me that I wouldn't trade for anything because I have learned a ton about so many different religions that I barely even knew existed before COA and made so many new friends and memories over the past few months. Last year was my first year coming to UUFSD. I used to be very quiet at church. I would never really talk to anyone and I didn't really know anybody. I felt that everybody already had their own group of friends and that I didn't really fit in here. That was until this year, and I'm going to be honest. I will say that, like most kids in COA, I was definitely forced to take part in this program. But this year, it was like everything changed. I started off the year immediately being welcomed by a friendly, loving group of people who cared about me. Our bond continued to grow throughout the program, and I now consider some of these people to be some of my best friends. This year has come with so many moments that I'll never forget, good and bad, like getting a migraine in a Greek Orthodox church, or building a whole house in just one weekend and seeing the faces of those kids whose lives we just changed. Or even taking a break from building that house to get something to drink from the local store and having a Mexican teenage girl film my friends and I with her flip phone in her dad's store and laugh at us trying to communicate with her dad with our very little Spanish. I'm pretty sure that I will never get to experience anything like any of those memories again in my life, and those were just a few examples. It is moments like these that make me believe that I am a Unitarian Universalist. I think that I am a more spiritual person because I care more about deep thinking and connections with others around me than if there is a higher power or what happens after death. During hard times, I never turn to God or a higher power or anything like that. I rely on my friends and family to make me feel better. I think this is one reason why I think that I'm a Unitarian Universalist, because I really care about my relationships with people around me. It is more important to me to enjoy life as I am here on Earth than to be worried about death, because we all know it's going to happen. Everyone dies at some point, so why be concerned about death if there isn't really anything we can do to stop it? Why not just make the most out of your time here and just live life to the fullest? I strongly believe in the phrase that everything happens for a reason. I know it's cliche, but if you really think about it, it makes a lot of sense. To me, it means that life will definitely take you by surprise sometimes, but in the end, it will turn out okay. On the other hand, I don't think that our lives are already planned by God, because I think that life is too unpredictable to know exactly what's going to happen. I think that I'm a Unitarian Universalist because instead of believing in God, I believe in the value of family, friends, laughter, and enjoying life as you go. Thank you.
Okay. So my name is Colin Watts, and this is my faith statement. Before COA, I was really not a spiritual person. I was raised really without a religion, and I'm glad because with many religions like Catholicism, you're given thoughts and you believe them. And I generally don't like being told what to do, which is ironic because my dad was a former drill sergeant. My life choices do not really reflect my religion, and they play a small part in my life. First, I'd like to say that my religion is not necessarily complete. I'm not sure that they will ever be, and yeah. That being said, these are my beliefs. I believe in the seven principles of Unitarian Universalism, so I think of myself as a UU. I do not believe in a major deity, and I do not believe things happen for a reason. I don't believe that there's a greater plan. I have come to this conclusion through learning about psychology. People have always wanted something or someone to blame for things that happen to them. Especially when a terrible random event happens, like when someone dies, they want someone to blame, or they want it to be part of a plan. That's why I don't believe in a major deity. I would like to believe in karma, but I think the idea of karma is just too good to be true. It's just that you do good deeds and they come back to you. I think that you should just do good deeds because they're good deeds. I think I've come to answers for stereotypical religious questions like why are we here, what happens after we die. I just like when we die, I think that we just die. That's the end of the story. And I don't know why we're here. We're just here.
I don't know why.
For most people, there's a definite line between religion and science, and they keep them separate. I really think that they're mostly synonymous with each other. I always confuse them together with things like that there's a higher power. I just think that's too far-fetched for me. And that's it. So, thank you for listening.
Good morning. My name is Alina Palmer. For me and many others in this congregation, maybe the question isn't why, how, or what. Perhaps the question is who. Who do you see yourself as? Who do you want to be? So today, I challenge everyone to take a moment and step back from your life and ask yourself, would your 5-year-old self be proud of where you are right now? Though this question has no definite answer, and most likely never will, I know by asking yourself this question, you've taken the first step. Starting this program, only knowing Ellie's name, I can proudly say that today, I still know Ellie's name and everyone else's. Though to me, a name isn't important because I know them for who they are, not the name they were given. Throughout my life, I've always had a great deal of energy. When my teachers started noticing this in elementary school, I had a serious 10-year-old midlife crisis. Perhaps instead of annoying teachers with my overflowing spirit, I could put my energy to work and make something incredible happen. Most importantly, it had to help others. Perhaps one of my favorite quotes of the year was when Robin Mitchell, a guest speaker and mentor to us, said, "You don't need to know who God is to pray." This quote consoles me because though I'm not sure who God is, what God is, or where God is, and certainly I know that if I believe, it's the first step towards achieving my goals. I'll end my speech now with a quote from the beginning of my first journal entry on September 21st, 2014. In this quote, I summed up my feelings about how I feel today. And yes, I didn't know back then that I'd be predicting the future. I think I'll enjoy COA, but I don't think I'll be able to come up with a conclusion about what I believe in, because I think that I'll be exploring this for the rest of my life. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Caleb. This year in COA, we have been asked many challenging questions. I still have not been able to answer many of them, but one question I was able to answer was, what do you believe? My answer to this question is that I believe in strength. I believe in strength because it gives people the ability to do mental and physical things that are hard for them. In COA this year, we have visited many churches, a mosque, a temple, and a monastery. In these visits, I learned how every religion has a different definition of strength, and they each have a different place where members get their strength from. All of these were not right for me. I personally get my strength from the outdoors, from family, and from friends. I believe that all people should have the strength to believe whatever is true for them. Overall, this year in COA has given me the guidance to clarify what strength means. My experience has given me a better understanding of the UU fourth principle of a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. I believe that each person has the right to their own spiritual seeking. Thank you.
Hello, I am Guthrie Holm. And this is my faith statement. Many people imagine God as a conscious, living being that loves and cares about you. This comforts most people and helps them get through tough times, but not all. Some people feel the opposite, or like me, don't need, or at least haven't needed, that comfort yet. That is where I differ among them. According to string theory, there is a ninth dimension where all things possible and impossible, imaginable and unimaginable, are. It's a place where information itself is the basis for everything. Literally everything is in the higher dimension, in this higher dimension, where ideas frolic. So the ninth dimension is pretty much in omniscience, looking like the God you're all familiar with. Here's where the difference is for me. The ninth dimension is not a conscious living being that loves and comforts you. It is merely the programming language of the universe, or according to string theory, the interdimensional multiverse. Rather than consciously interacting with us or being conscious at all, it just exists. The tenth dimension, or the string part of string theory, is one that I generally choose not to think about. It is all the types of tiny oscillating strings that make up matter. These tiny strings are all around us and contain the ninth dimension, almost like DNA. You don't use all of it all the time, but you always have it. The ninth dimension is the basis for everything to happen, the blueprints for everything. I choose not to call the ninth dimension that I believe in God because of its many differences that have to be explained to confused people. In a way, we are like an experiment to see what would happen if we were here. Although, I believe that there is no one who put us here and is not writing down their observations and hopefully not their conclusions. In fact, I believe that humanity is not the experiment, but the universe itself is. And even the universe is one of the many experiments that exist. Although, unlike an experiment you would do at home with baking soda and vinegar, this experiment is just a part of everything. It has to exist, be written into the fabric of time and space, a necessary one or zero in the binary of everything. Here is where humanity steps in. I believe that humanity itself, out of all of the universe and the multiverse, fell into existence by a series of random events over the course of a few billion years. I believe that humanity, among all other things, really doesn't have a purpose. But instead of saying that you have no purpose, I believe that humanity has created a world among everything else. This world is where purpose and morals lie. I believe that your purpose is to be decided by you. You get to decide what you want to do in your life from your moment of birth and making it up as you go. Basically, existentialism. And for morals, well, I have a very interesting point to make. When the sun expands, and according to science, eventually it's going to expand and die and kill all of things that still exist on the Earth. But when that happens, we're not going to consider the sun to be immoral. One, because we'd be dead, and two, because it does not have a mind of its own, or is human. On the other hand, if a person were to kill every living thing on Earth, then we would consider it to be immoral. As you can see, morals and purpose are inside of the brains, inside of the world that us humans have created. There is one idea shared by Mr. Masterfry that really blew my mind that I would like to share before I finish. If you've ever dreamt, then you probably know that dreams don't always have the same duration as they seem. You could have a dream that seems like it goes on for weeks on end, but only lasted one night. The idea was that the afterlife could be an infinitely long dream compressed into the last moments of your life. And it's almost like a reflection of your life. Something interesting to think about. This is my faith statement.
Now it's time for the intergenerational participation. COA, could you please stand? Congregation, can you please stand? Okay, everybody, impromptu dance party.
Morning, my name is Ava Dallas. Ever since I was young, I've been terrified about questions about who I am, our purpose, what I believe. It's always sincerely terrified me. They've always been too much to ask, and I've been avoiding them. Then I found art, and it changed my life. It's crazy to think that a small, cylindrical object put onto a blank white space can impact someone so much, but it did. When you all arrived here, you were handed an order of service. These covers, that's my artwork. So to me, at the beginning of COA, my spiritual standing was very dark, a grand, untouched idea. It was like sailing in a big open sea, and I couldn't see through the fog to find land. I admit I was afraid of the journey I was about to take. 9 months later, here I stand in front of you all today, pausing for a moment to evaluate where I am on my way to an unknown destination. And in these past 9 months, it has become slightly clearer. I've found light in unexpected people and unforeseen places. Today we look towards the light. Today we enlighten others of what our light holds. We are on this journey, not alone, like how I thought we were, but with others on the same road to their own truth. My truth is that our souls live and live again to learn how to live. Art is my meditation and hopefully answers my result. Only through these pieces was I able to express myself and who I am. What I believe, you don't need to hear from me. You can see it for yourself. You can see my way of being frank with the world. So far, my honest answer is that I am curious. I have some answers, but now even more questions. That's all right. I'm working on it. In a book named Cloud Atlas, there's a quote that articulates all that I feel I cannot. It goes, "Our lives are not our own. From womb to tomb, we are bound to others, past and present. And by each crime and every kindness, we birth our future." To me, this is what living is about. And through art, I have learned to live. Through this community and experience, I have started to learn how to live in lives to come. What you physically see is me, but at the end of the day, this body is just a shell I'll shed, and words cannot even begin to define who I am. So allow me to introduce myself. This is me. It's a pleasure to meet you all.
Hello, I am Logan Schlick. I believe that everyone should have the right to believe what they want as long as they hurt no other people in the process. The original purpose of religion was to set rules for people of what to do and what not to do, and it was supposed to create people more moral. But now these days it seems like some people in certain religions think of other people in other religions or other not religions to be bad people. And I have certain beliefs about the afterlife and God, but it doesn't really have to do with anything supernatural, but it fits in with science more than it does with magic, which is why I consider myself an atheist. I believe that there is no afterlife, but there may be a God. First of all, there is a lot of evidence that points towards the fact that everything we feel is chemical and is mostly just hormones it's just hormones produced by our brain. All of our thoughts are electric currents circling through nerve cells in our brain. Therefore, all of our personality traits are in the physical world, not the spiritual one. I imagine that death is like losing all your senses. This means that you cannot see, hear, feel, or smell or taste. The only thing you can do is think, except that when you die, all your thoughts, memories, etc. are gone. There's nothing left in your brain, and you're just gone. There may be a God, however, but it wouldn't be the one from the Bible that people think hates homosexuals or used a flood to kill nearly everyone on the planet. This God is probably just a being in a higher dimension, probably the fifth or higher, and isn't exactly like some higher, ultra-divine whatever. It's just a being in a higher dimension. Kind of like how we're beings in the third dimension, higher than the second dimension. This God may or may have not created the universe. However, this God can see every moment in time in our universe because it's in a higher dimension, and may even be able to see other timelines or other universes. Some people have tried to prove God's existence by using different sections of theoretical physics, but if God exists in a higher dimension, then the afterlife must as well. However, it is impossible for any three-dimensional object to get to a higher dimension, and I have studied this many times before. This is why I don't think there is an afterlife.
I heard some statistic that said that most people fear public speaking more than death. And as we've been looking at death a lot right here, death is going to be a long time more in the future than this is right now. So, yeah, I'm terrified. So after this 9-month journey, which I just realized is a lot like, it's about how long it takes for a baby to come out of the womb. So it's kind of the same thing. Not exactly, but what? That's kind of cool. So, as I was writing, really procrastinating on writing the statement and putting all of these 9 months into words, I totally panicked. After visiting 7 houses of worship, talking with a group, and briefly journaling when we remembered, I still was like, what do I believe in? I remember in the past people asking me the same question. I was at space camp, and some girls and I were talking after lights out in our bunks. And eventually, the topic came around to what we believed in. I was quiet on the sides, and then one asked me, what religion are you? I responded with Unitarian Universalist, and she was like, what? And then I explained it to her, and she said, wait, so you can believe whatever you want, so what religion are you? And I was like, agnostic, I guess. And she was like, what's that? And I just went... Except she couldn't see me. It was in the dark. So then she asked me whether I believed in God. And I was like, no, not really. It depends on your definition of God. She was like, okay, you're over there. And then the conversation moved, ironically, onto something like fast food chains in the U.S. I think the belief is more complicated than what religion you are or whether you believe in God. Like a quote from a book I read and hated, The Picture of Dorian Gray, to define is to limit. So here I am again, being asked essentially the same question, except without the judgmental people. As I was laying down on my bed panicking in my small existential crisis, I decided to go at it by doing one of my favorite things, asking questions and answering them. So who am I? I am one of 7.3 billion and counting people on a planet that is one of 8 total, and those 8 total make up 135,000ths of our solar system. And the Earth is the 4th smallest planet of those. So basically, I'm just a tiny part of a planet, which is a tiny part of a solar system, which is one of at least 100 billion in the Milky Way, which is one of 100 plus galaxies in the Virgo supercluster, which is one of maybe 100 million people, I'm really sure, in the observable universe. So I'm essentially an insignificant part of that. But besides from that, trying to figure out what the point is while being there. Why am I here? I guess I'm here because of luck and the successful survival of all my answers. A better question I realized is, what is the meaning of life? Or purpose? My first thought was 42, but then I was like, wait, I'm supposed to be serious. Evolutionarily, the purpose would be to survive and reproduce, but that is much too simplified. A sterile person would still have a purpose. As I was thinking about what this purpose was, as I was laying on my bed and panicking, I was thinking about our home build and how much of a difference that makes to those people, and then how, since they'll now have a home, and they'll be able to help more people, and then this circle of helping people will keep going around. So I came with, to make the world better and to learn as much about this as we can. What happens after we die? The terrifying question that will come a lot after this statement, as I panic. I think our consciousness ceases to exist, and the only thing left is what we did and other people's memories of us. I like the Mexican third death that we hear about every year on Dia de los Muertos, that after you die, you only fully die after no one remembers you or who you were. So I also like the second law of thermodynamics. That's kind of comforting, because after you die, the energy from your body will become something else eventually, until thermodynamic equilibrium at the end, maybe, who knows, but yeah. So to sum it all up, we're all essentially insignificant people who are on the Earth for a limited amount of time. So make the most of it and help others and learn. For the status of my belief, Facebook would say it's complicated.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Knapp. Over the past year during coming of age, I have learned about so many different religions, some of which I had never been exposed to. Some religions that I learned about really resonated with me, and I felt like I gained insight from them, like when I visited the Buddhist monastery. We had a meditation and a spiritual talk where we learned how to make our lives less stressful, how to remain calm during seemingly hopeless times, and how to get rid of things in our life that are holding us down. I personally need to work on all of these things in my everyday life. On the other hand, a few of the churches that we visited made me uncomfortable because they were so sure of their beliefs and so unaccepting of people that didn't believe in the same thing as they did. If there is a God, I don't believe that he or she would agree with the discrimination against other people just because they're different. I don't know if there is a God or not. I have never had reason to believe that there is not, but I also have never had reason to believe that there is. At many different houses of worship, I asked the people there how they knew that God exists. Some told me that they have felt his presence alongside them to guide them through tough times or help them complete miraculous feats. I've never personally experienced this, but instead I have, time and time again, seen people complete miraculous feats on their own. During the last 6 years, I've been on 8 home builds in Mexico. Every time I go down, we show up on Saturday morning to a slab of concrete, piles of wood, and buckets of paint. It seems impossible that we will be able to build an entire house in only 2 days, but every time, no matter rain or wind or sun, we do, and the feeling that I get on the end when the family walks into their new house on Sunday is miraculous, and it's all done by human hands. Another response that I got from people when I asked them how they knew that God is real and around them is that they just have faith that he is there. The whole concept of having faith is to believe in something without having proof of it. It's a very hard thing for me to have because I'm always a bit skeptical, and it's hard for me to accept something that I haven't had personal experience with. It's even harder for me to have faith in someone who, to me, is just an idea because I've never seen any signs of him being around me. Something that I do think is very important to have and have had personal experience with is having faith in myself. Last weekend, I tested for my first degree black belt. I've been training for that day for the past 7.5 years, and I've always had trouble with breaking boards. One of the requirements for the test is to break 2 1-inch boards of wood stacked together, which is about this big, twice. And to train for this, my instructor came over to my house twice a week for a few hours for about a month, and she and my mom held boards for me. For the longest time, I just kept trying to break them, but my foot couldn't go through. By the end of one night, I was tired and my feet hurt from kicking the board so many times. I definitely wasn't my strongest, but I told myself that I couldn't stop until I had broken 2 inches of wood. I didn't want to keep doing this, so I just took a deep breath and told myself that my foot would go through. I believed that it would be that try that would break it, even though I had never done it before. In that split second of total belief, my foot went straight through the boards with no problem. That was really when I realized that I can do anything that I set my mind to, as long as I really truly believe that I can. The last thing that I want to say is that although everything I have said today is very true to me, it might not always be. My beliefs are and will continue to change throughout my life. Thank you.
Okay, last one. You're almost done. Hi, I'm Alex Giolito. I did not think a whole lot about religion before COA. And we visited many churches, and I didn't really agree with most of them, so I decided I was going to make my own religion. The symbol would be 2 cross surfboards with an Xbox on top of a podium of chocolate. But I thought that... Amen. But I thought that would make my mom kind of mad if I told everyone that, and that I was starting a new religion. I don't know what I think about God or an afterlife. I think there is a force or a spirit out there, but not a God like a man in the sky. There's something that maybe connects us all. I feel some sort of force when I'm surfing. You could say it's part of my spirituality. When I'm out in nature, like surfing or in the mountains, I feel peaceful and connected to something. I'm not sure what it is. It's an indescribable feeling, but a good one. Surfing is like a medicine for me, and helps me when I'm dealing with something difficult in my life. Another thing that gives me that good feeling is being a good person and giving back to people. It's something that makes me feel super good. When I was on the home build in Mexico, it was my first one, and we started there, and there was just a pile of wood, and I didn't think we could do it. But then all of a sudden, we built up a huge house, and I saw the faces on the people that we built the house for, and they were so happy. Most people think that community service is annoying, but I like it because it makes me feel good, especially when I'm doing something to help other people out. What I have figured out is important is how you live your life. The world would work a whole lot better if everyone would help each other out. What I know about how I want to live my life is that I want to be the best person I can by helping other people out and maybe getting a little surfing in on the side. Thank you.
All right, second time's a charm. Okay, all right. I would classify my religion as non-denominational Christian. The search has been tough. The UU congregation, doesn't teach me enough about Christianity, and the Christian churches teach me too much. I want to be Christian, but I disagree with some things, like policies about gays. My God doesn't condemn people based on their sexual orientations. All in all, it's been a long and tough journey and still have things I haven't figured out yet. But for now, I am very excited to start my spiritual path of being a Christian UU. Thank you.